Speak to Bennis.
It's Bennis' fault. And what you said, no kapara, whoever voted for him. They are the sacrifice. I hope they'll find him. I think it's a joke. All those settlers voted for Bennett.
There's a point, because Hamas said that they didn't take them. Only Hamas is negotiating for each week. And because of the situation, I hope they're going to stay alive. That's my opinion.
Comment? If it finish the tea, the coffee, or look at all the goodies they have. Another is coming.
My
year?
My season.
How can you say? Pass him over there. The whole clutch is passing.
You can sit here, we don't mind.
No, it's passing over there. For him also, they're for him. I give up. No, I said in my shul. Those people, the Friday they went to Hebron last week. 2 weeks ago. Why they went to Hebron? Because Parshat Shlach, it says, Vayavo at Hebron, Caleb went to Hebron to pray. So all those kids, everybody, my brother, all went to Hebron. Lots of people came to Hebron. The Gemara said Abraham Avinu is not dead. Abraham Avinu, Eliyahu Nevi wakes him up every day for Mincha. And he gets up to pray Mincha. Then he wakes up Yitzchak, then he wakes up Yaakov. He's not dead, he's alive over there. He's sleeping. Every saying Shimonesrim came on a totally shene afar. He's sleeping over there. So you come to Maraka Machpelah, Avram looks from downstairs at you. Hello, how are you? He said, I want to tell you something. Excuse me. How are you? I said, I want to tell you something. You know, this week, Caleb came to visit me. You know why he came to visit me? Ari says, Caleb is Gilgul Eliezer. Eliezer of Avraham, Eved Avraham. I said, why he came? And he says, because when Avraham's brother-in-law's nephew, Lot, was kidnapped, and four kings kidnapped him. So Avraham went to the yeshiva. Avraham had 318 boys in the yeshiva. He told him, come quickly. My nephew was kidnapped. The boys said, you're not going. Says the Gemara, and Avraham Avinu gave the money. He says, please come. I said, I'm not coming. So he went to Eliezer, the Rosh Yeshiva. He was Avraham's slave. He says, you have to listen to me. As the Torah tells you in the text, Be'arket Chamicha v'levito, he took him. He says, you know what happened? For this we went down to Egypt for 210 years. Why did you draft the Rosh Yeshiva to the army? Gemara. It's not Zohar, Ari. Gemara. Masechet Nedarim, page 32. Somebody says, why did he end up in Egypt? He says, because Abraham drafted Rosh Yeshiva. To do what? To save somebody that was kidnapped. Not the time, 2014, we don't need soldiers anymore, everything is high tech. Lot was kidnapped. And he said, Lot has Nishma David, the Melech, is Nishma Mashiach inside. He says, listen, you don't take Rosh Hashiva to the army. For this, he went down to Egypt. So everybody came 2 weeks ago, Friday. They came to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu looked downstairs and says, "You come to me, all you settlers. You voted for this guy Bennett. He wants to draft all the boys to yeshiva. Because I drafted one man, all my grandchildren ended up in Egypt, suffering for 210 years because I drafted. And you want to draft those boys?" That's what happened. That's what those boys were killed. Amavadia said, "No kapara for this people, all those settlers. You don't need it? Oh, I need this. Oh, I was recorded. Oh, you gave up geschrieben. With your permission, Parashat Chukat. This is the Torah. We jumped from last week to this week about 37 years. About. Ego kol ha'edam ilbarzi. Says the Gemara, this is a new generation. All the old generation died. Finished. The Gezerah is over. Ready to come to Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh Avraham v'Kadesh. Set in Kadesh. V'tamot sham Miriam v'tikaver sham. Miriam died. Miriam died. They buried Miriam. ולא היה מים לידה לשתות. Torah says, all of a sudden there's no water. Says the Gemara, שלוש מתנות, three presents, הקדוש ברוך הוא gave to Am Israel. The Be'er, the well of Miriam, בזכות Miriam. 15 million people, maybe 1 billion animals, drinking water daily in the desert for 40 years, בזכות מרים הנביאה. למען בזכות משה רבנו, ולכלל בזכות אהרון הכהן. זאת גמרא. הגמרא says three presents. גמרא says presents. מתה מרים, says the גמרא. מרים died. The well finished. חזרה בזכות אהרון ומשה. בזכות אהרון ומשה, we got back the well of מרים. The well of מרים, we have to understand the way the גמרא describes it. It says פרשת בשלח. He came to Rephidim. One star before Har Sinai was no water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, take your stick, hit the rock. And since then, for the last 40 years, we had unlimited water. How much water, the Gemara says? The Gemara says, this well of Miriam was like a rock on wheels. Traveled with them any place they went. Everybody went mikveh inside. Everybody drank. Not only the Gemara says, Moshe used to come and take the stick. And when the park, Moshe took the stick and made like a line from the rock. And water came out of the rock in between all the tents. Says the Gemara, when people wanted, mainly ladies, mainly, wanted to visit each other, they had to take a canoe. Not only Amsterdam and Venezia. In the desert is the first place that people had to visit each other. It's in between so much water, but nice water, nice river. Then they moved to the next spot, the well moved, everything got dry finished. So they had Amsterdam, every stop at Amsterdam, they had Venezia. That's how much water they had. And that's how much Hashem loved us and gave us this well of Miriam. So the Gemara, "Batamot shamiyam batikaber sham leyashamayim laeda lishtot." There's no water. So the Gemara, why there's no water? So the Gemara, 40 years we have water. So the Gemara, no, bizuchut the beer is bizuchut Miriam because at Miriam we got water. Miriam died, no water. You can imagine something. You know, somebody, let's say somebody very big, you know, big tzaddik gave you a present. Let's say a horse. Let's say, but the tzaddik died, the horse died. What's to do with anything? The tzaddik gave you a horse, a present, because the tzaddik died, the horse died. Miriam was a tzaddiket. He got water with Miriam. We'll see soon why. The Gemara says, the Gemara calls it matana, present. So Miriam died, maybe Hashem pulled the present. Maybe Hashem doesn't pull presents. Miriam died, okay, so we got a present, Bizchut Miriam. So why when she died, there's no water? She says, Torah, a story that that Olam Israel come and demand water for Moshe, and he say, why you took us out of Egypt? There's no place to seed over here, there's no place for figs or pomegranate or vineyard, grapes. They're running to Moshe and Aaron. Says the Gemara, Moshe and Aaron sitting Shiva on Miriam. And Aaron tells Moshe, Aaron was always, you know, down in the Kav's Chut. So he said, he told Moshe, oh, look how many people now coming to comfort us. The Yeshiva call. Moshe said, don't you see how they're coming? They're coming with red eyes, fist. So Hashem tells Moshe, they're coming to ask you for water. So please get up from Yeshiva. So before Moshe was able to do anything, they rushed into the tent and they're running to Moshe. Come the Torah and tells us, story in the Torah, I don't know, you read the story, you think, you know, it's non-fiction, of course, but you think, ah, there's stories in the Torah. Hashem has nothing else to do, just give us a Torah like this. So the Torah tells us that Moshe and Aaron ran from their own tent to the Mishkan, afraid that those people will kill them. That's how bad it is. Says to Hashem, to Moshe, okay, listen, they're right, they want water, so you know what? Take your stick. Take your brother Aaron and collect Olam Israel. You and your brother should speak to the rock. So why do you need the stick for? I mean, the other said something. So why do you need a stick for? Moshe, take the stick. And you and Aaron, me and Aaron, why Aaron has to come? You see, in Parshat B'Shalach, was no water in Rephidim. Hashem told Moshe, take your stick, hit the rock. No mentioning Aaron. Who needs Aaron? Why do you need Aaron for? Every time Hashem needs Aaron, Moshe is the leader. This is Moshe hit the rock one time. Okay, so Hashem should tell him, hit the rock now also. Okay, Hashem doesn't want me to hit the rock. Okay, so Hashem wants me to speak to the rock. Very strange. Why should I speak to the rock? No, take Aaron, you should speak to him. Okay. V'dibartem el ha'sela. So they talk like this. V'natan meimav. This rock will give his water. V'otzeta la'emayim. You should take water. He just said the rock will give water. What do you need again to say? V'otzeta la'emayim. Take our water. V'ishkita et ha'edav el b'iram. You should give them water to drink. I should give water to drink. There are 50 million people over here. 1 billion animals. So what do you mean, Vishkita? Since when I have to give water to people? It's not Rivka and Eliezer. Why do you have to give water? Hashem said to Moshe. It's in the text, in the Torah. So the way the Gemara explains what's going to be is like this. So Moshe goes, and all of a sudden, the rock is not there. Moshe looks for the rock is not there. So Moshe looks around, you see another rock. He goes to the other rock, and he speaks to the rock. And of course, nothing happens, because it's not the right rock. So in the meantime, Am Yisrael starts to scream at Moshe. He says, Moshe, stop the game. We need water. Moshe screams at them, and he said like this, Shim'una Hamorim. Listen, the one they don't listen. He says, Moshe, where do you get this statement? They're calling somebody, listen to one they don't want to listen. Rashi says, Morim over here means Shotim, idiots, or Sarvanim, don't want. He says, what's the word Morim? Shmuna Morim. Shmuna Morim. Amin Yasem Zuyus Hashemayim. What do you want to do? So Moshe was furious and he hit the rock. Hit the rock with the stick twice. The way two men Rabim. Torah says, Vayitzu Mayim Rabim, a lot of water, mucho, mucho, mucho aqua. Other than that, the Gemara says there was a flood, tsunami, Sandy. And some people drowned with it. Very strange. Vatesh Taida Oviram. And they drank water. Of course they drank water. What was today they drank? Of course they drank. It's the water. They were thirsty. Torah doesn't tell you stories. They drank water. Of course they drank water. But they didn't drink water. What's the whole episode here? Shemir Hashem El Moshe, you don't believe in me, you don't believe in me, you can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Excuse me, what did I do? What did I do? I hit the rock? Okay, I hit the rock. Hashem said, no, if you wouldn't hit the rock and you would spoken to the rock, people would say it's Kiddush Hashem. What's Kiddush? That's not Kiddush Hashem. Let anybody else try to get water from a rock. Let's see if it's going to be some water coming from a rock. So you can't go to Israel. Finish. What is it? What did I do? I hit the rock. So wait. By the way, how come in Parashat Beshalach 40 years ago, you told me to hit the rock? And why did you tell me not to take the stick along with me? What do you want for my life? As Gemara says, Lo emantim bi, meritim et pi, me'altim bi. You state me in the Torah, says Shem Taz Moshe, go out to die. You can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Mefarshim, chachamim, all the rishonim, they try to figure out what is really behind, what's behind it. I don't know, this big secret about water. Big secret. The Torah tells us on Tuesday, Hashem said a statement. It was like this. Before the first day, and the first and the second, the whole galaxy, the whole universe was full of water. That's what Hashem decided. First, He created water. Water is the first thing Hashem created. Everything was full of water. Then the Gemara says Hashem took some snow from under Kisei HaKavod and made a little ball. And the ball expanded until Hashem said, enough. And then Hashem threw the ball inside the water. And the ball expanded. Hashem said, enough. And this we have Earth. So Sunday and Monday, the first Sunday and Monday on creation, the Earth, the globe was inside water. Everything was water. On Tuesday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's see dry land. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed all the water inside the Earth. That's what we have, unlimited water. You go to Tenefai, to the Mikveh, you see endless water coming out from Earth. Endless. 24/7. Water, how much water you have in Earth? It says, you have no idea what we have. Part of the water became oil. Part of the water. Says the Torah, that on that Tuesday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayikra Elokim Hayabasha Eretz, Mikveh HaMayim Kara Yamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the dry land Eretz, that we call Eretz, and Mikveh HaMayim, so-called the oceans, the seas, Hashem called it Yamim, seas. S-E-A-S, seas. Says the Gemara, why we in seas? Sea. The Gemara says, no. Eno dome dag ha'ole be'ako ledag ha'ole be'aslamia. Says the Gemara like this, listen, I want to explain this. If you have, and Hashem blessed you with a very special tongue, that you can taste, and you go to Tel Arko, and you fish over there. You go fishing, and you take a fish, and you make barbecue, grill fish, and then you go to Spain, and you go fishing over there. The same fish, the same family. You grill it, completely different taste. Completely. In our time, you can, the time of the Gemara didn't have it, today you have Coca-Cola. If you have a right tongue, you see, the Coca-Cola in America tastes one way, and you go any other country, you have the right tongue, Coca-Cola doesn't taste the same. Because Coca-Cola means the syrup, the concentrate Coca-Cola, that's what they make. Then they ship the concentrate all over the world. They don't manufacture Coca-Cola in Denmark. They mix the Coca-Cola in Denmark. The Coca-Cola in Denmark doesn't taste the same Coca-Cola in America. Which is why, what's the water? The problem is the water. The water is, the taste of water is different. Hashem made it this way. When I said you should know, because the taste of the water is different, the taste of the fish is different. Because that fish that grow in Akko, because he's in the water, this can be the same Mediterranean. It's Akko and Spain, and they share the same sea. It doesn't matter. the mikveh amayim karayamim, Hashem tells you this. I said, first of all, I want to know why Hashem made it. Secondly, I want to know why Hashem wrote in the Torah. What? I should know where to go by fish. What does it mean? But you see, the power of the water is tremendous. Tremendous. Comes the Gemara, Bezrat Hashem, Aleinu lo alechem, in 2 weeks, Parashat Matot, Vayeshiv Yisrael, Bashitim, Vayachel Am, Miznot Ebnot Moav. Torah tells you a story. The last stop before we enter the Eretz Israel, is the place Yeshua sent the Meraglim, what we read in the Haftarah. Parashat Shlach, Shitim, is across from Yericho, on the other side of the Jordan River, says the Torah a story. It's the last story in the Torah. Vayeshiv Yisrael Bashitim, Am Yisrael put the fence over there. Vayachel Am, the nation started to do sins with non-Jewish girls. Not Moab. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. 200 years in Mitzrayim, no assimilation. Not one girl, not one boy, intermarried. Here, you one step before Eretz Israel, look what happened to you. Assimilation. And without Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, we wouldn't be here today. Hashem said, He wants to finish us up. He says, what happened? He says, you know what happened? They drank from the spring in Shittim. That's what happened. They went over there. Called Polar Spring in America. Polar Spring. Says the Gemara, look, Yesh Ma'ayan, says the Gemara, Megadel, where the spring grows people to get off the right path. So the Gemara says, you know why? I tell you, that Ma'ayan comes from Sdom. Traveled by Sdom. In America, it's called Atlantic City, Las Vegas. You go over there for a show, you drink water, you know, have bad thoughts in your head. What happened? I don't want to pray, I don't want to keep Shabbat, I don't want to do this, I want to do this. So you drink the water over there. That's the power of the water. That's the Gemara says. That's why the fish tastes over here, tastes like this, over there tastes like this, because of the water. Hashem made it this way. Some people think, you know, bottle from Paris, or water from Paris, or water from Italy, and drinks it, or from Rio de Janeiro. Buy wine from Rio de Janeiro. Rio de Janeiro, buy wine. Did you ever go to Rio de Janeiro? You know what Rio de Janeiro is? This is at least 25% in wine today we have Baruch Hashem water. This is the 21st century. It's bad enough if people water the vineyard with the water from there. But if it comes only rain from Hashem, it's also not the best because earth is contaminated over there. But actually water, you put water and then you say Kiddush on this wine. Has water from Rio de Janeiro. Or from Aleinu lo alechem, Spain. I like the Spanish wine. Spanish wine. This is all those vineyards were watered with the blood of Jewish people. Germany. That's the power of the water. Gemara says. Yishmael megadel shotim. Yishmael Yisrael bashotim. Says the Torah, you should know, this is the water. Be careful while you drink water. You have to say, Shakuni Ebit Varo Bechavana. While you're drinking, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this water should not have any bad influence on me. Then what happened to me? I don't know what happened to me. Nothing. The water. I didn't have any water. Oh no. What did you have? Shbelo, Choresh, what? Kugel, Mugel. I said, listen, they cook it, huh? They put some water inside. It's from the water. Everything is the water. That's a powerful thing. And people blame the water for all the sicknesses as well. This is the power of water. Come to Torah now you understand, you start to understand the Torah, and you see how it fits like a puzzle. The Torah like this. Sefer Shmot, Torah tells you power called the two midwives. The names, one is Shifra, one is Puah. Power called the Meretchen and Tevriot to return of nine, Vinim and Tevriot, Mati Vachaya. Power tells them, listen, you go, you're the midwives. So if the lady gives birth from a boy, kill him. If it's a girl, let her live. Torah says, the midwife did not listen to power. ויהי כי ירום אלות האלוקים, תורה תזיו, הקדוש ברוך הוא granted them. ויעש להם בתים, השם made them houses. Says the Gemara, what is batim, what's houses? Says the Gemara, what is this? Hamptons? What says, no, השם יעזור, השם יציל. The Gemara says, בתי כהונה ולוויה מיוחבת ומלכות ממרים. Somebody would ask us, excuse me, who was the lady that responsible for David HaMelech? A few weeks ago, we thought it's Ruth. Comes the Gemara, no, it's Miriam. Kuna, Leviya, Miyocheved. Kuna is Aaron HaKohen. Leviya is Moshe, Miyocheved. Umalchut, the kingdom of Miriam. That's the Gemara. So how do you get to it? What happened? Because they didn't kill the boy, they didn't kill the girl, and they didn't kill the boy, and they didn't kill the girl, Hashem granted them with houses. Bet Aaron b'tchu b'Hashem. Bet Levi b'chut Hashem. Bet HaMalchut Hashem HaMelech HaChashverosh. Says the Gemara, what's the name of those two midwives? So he says, no, the real name is Yocheved and Miriam. But the Torah gave them nicknames. Yocheved is Shivra, and Miriam is Pua. Says the Gemara, what is this, those names now? So I'll tell you what it is. Says when the two midwives used to come, Atzala, a lady has to give birth, so Miriam was standing by and praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this baby should come out alive, this baby should come out healthy, that baby, chas v'shalom, missing a finger, missing a nail or something, should come out healthy, with a smile. And while she was saying it, the baby came out, she praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Puah. That's the word Puah. Kayoleda F.A. The word Puah comes from saying something from your mouth. Shifra, says the Gemara, is Yocheved. Meshaperet et hablad. The baby comes out, Yocheved put him a diaper, some lotion, baby grow, give him a pacifier. That's the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, let me explain to you something. Since Miriam was praying and praising, Hashem granted her with Malchut kingdom. Kingdom. It means David HaMelech is going to come for her. You can understand a little bit now, a little bit. I says, now David HaMelech was singing to Hashem. David HaMelech sang to Hashem. David HaMelech prayed to Hashem after the grandmother. Miriam did it. That's the Gemara says. That's her name is Pua. Pua means praying and singing. Who was the first person that really sang and prayed to Hashem singing? This is Miriam. That's what the Torah tells you when he came out of Egypt. Miriam came out of Egypt, she had a trumpet. But the Torah says that all the ladies sang and danced with her because 8 years before Moshe was born, that's what he used to do. He used to be a midwife, that's what she used to do. Comes the Gemara and says, let me explain to you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created water first. And water first. Says that's what we say Friday night. מקולות מים רבים אדירים משבר ים אדיר במרום השם. סזרי אדיר במרום השם, אדיר זה א', במרום is ב', השם is יוד is אבי, my father. אדירים משברי ים, the first letter is א', משברי is מם, ים is יוד, אימי, אבי and אימי. I mean that's what the water used to say. מקולות מים רבים אדירים משברי ים, אדיר במרום השם. Says the Gemara, the water sent to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Hashem, הלך, יהוד, לבש, לבש, השם, Friday night we say this Mizmor, Rosh Chodesh, you understand what it means, this Mizmor. That Mizmor was the song of the water. What they sang? אדיר במרום השם, you my father, you my mother. I love you. Came HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said the Gemara, and said, wow, the water sings, they sing to me. The water, I'm mute. I'll create a person who should sing for me. Says the Gemara, like for example, if you want to translate it to your own life, I said the king had a palace, and he put mute people in front of the palace, and every time in the morning he came, the mute people couldn't speak, and they just nodded with their head. Mm-hmm. Good morning. Buenos dias. Hashem, so the king said, why need those mute people to greet me? Maybe I'll get regular people when I come. They say, good morning, Bokar Tov. Says the Gemara, Hashem said to himself, what do I need the water to sing? Let me create a person, he will have a real mouth, he will say to me. So your obligation in your lifetime is to sing to Hashem, to say good morning to him. Let's read what we say in Nishmat Kol Chai. Ilu finu male shira chayam. If our mouth is full, songs like water. Why full like water? Full like air. Why all water? Ulshunenu rina kamon galav. Outhung is like the waves. Besisotenu shevach, our lips, kimechave rakia. The water is in rakia as well. So why? Because we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know our obligation. You created us after you created water. The water sang to you. The water said, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are our father. Adir b'marom Hashem. Rashi Tevot Avi. We call them Rabbim, Adirim Yishberayam. Rashi Tevot Imi. Revelation Imi. It says, here. It says, we have the same obligation. It says, who really the first person that fulfilled it? Miriam. Miriam fulfilled. Let's call her name was Pua. She's praying. The lady has to give birth. I says, what do you do? What do you do? Bezrat Hashem, your wife, your sister, your daughter will give birth. What do you do? You go to the hospital. What do you say? Hello, doctor. Make sure. Hello. Yeah, doctor. Very good nurse. Very good. No. The first thing is to say, I'm not saying Mizmor Lavid, Mizmor Chaf, and Tehirim 50 times. Then you say Kuf Chaf Alef 30 times. Then the baby comes out like an egg. Finished. Yes, doctor, hello, hello, doctor. This is the best doctor. Only charges $25,000. Hashem doesn't charge. Dr. Baruch doesn't charge it. I said, Adir b'marom Hashem. He said, Miriam adopted it. Comes the Gemara, says, ah, look. The Be'er b'schut Miriam. Someone's going to ask you, what? How come you have water in the desert? B'schut Miriam. He says, what do you know about Miriam? What do you know about Miriam? No, I don't have to know anything. I know one thing. She is Miss Water. She is Miss Water. She is the one that adopted the water. So the water sank. She sank. She sank like water. Here, Hashem said, here, let me tell you something. See, this is Parasha. You say, Adi Beir Anula. You see, Am Israel sank when they saw the well. I says, this is what Hashem said. The Matana, Bishut Miriam. Says, what does it mean? It means Miriam understood that everything is Hashem. It's not poor. I said, when the lady has to give birth, she was standing, she was praying with her mouth, and she sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the baby came outside. Her mother, Shifra, Yocheved, put it back on her. So the Gemara said, Miriam is Malchut. Say, Eliyahu, Patach Eliyahu, Pe Malchut. The mouth of the person is called Malchut. And we say, Patach Eliyahu. It says Pe Malchut. So if you use your mouth for the right thing, it's called kingdom. Here David HaMelech used his mouth. David HaMelech made it Tehillim, sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every night. He used to get up with the harp or with the violin, whatever it was. You know, David singing to Hashem. What do you think David HaMelech likes to sing? What is Chazerit or what is it? Shreki. You don't understand that this is your obligation. It's not, I like to sing, I don't like to sing. It's your obligation is to sing. You don't sing, you die. You die. It's Navot died because he didn't want to sing. And with Israeli, he died. He didn't want to sing about Hamidosh. People tell him, Navot, Mr. Navot, go be Chazan. He said, I don't want to Chazan. I don't want to be Chazan. Kavet Hashem Monecha. Al Tomer Monecha Le Mikronecha. You got to be Chazan. You got to sing to Hashem. I says, why? Because that's Hashem created you to sing. Because the water sang. And Hashem said, I create somebody to sing for me. He says, who adopted? Miriam adopted. He comes to the Gemara and says, huh, look. Miriam, Malchut comes from Miriam. What do you mean Malchut comes from Miriam? What has to do kingdom for Miriam? You don't understand. I just told you. Kingdom means David. David was singing. David was singing Tehillim. It says he comes from Miriam. That's what it means. Moshe Aaron came from Shifra. It says Mishaperet. It means Yocheved worries about Am Israel, about the children. Here comes Kuhuna Leviyah. This is a Kohen and a Levi. It means they will present so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to help Am Yisrael. Okay? That's what the Gemara says. Listen, 40 years we had in the desert. 40 years we had in the desert. Miriam, we had water. It was a present for you. So you don't deserve it, you don't believe in Hashem.
Look, the whole time, every journey, they want to go back to Egypt, they scream at Moshe, they want to kill Moshe, they do this, they do what they can. The whole story is only to tell you that they don't have the yoke of Hashem, and they don't pray to Hashem. You need something. What do you need? You need something. I need water. So what are you supposed to do? It's a Shir HaMa'alot, Hashem. It's a Masechet Ta'anit. If you learn Masechet Ta'anit, you see. You need water. What did they do? What did they do? They went to Turkey to buy water from Turkey. They do Ta'anit. 13 Ta'aniot. And you pray. So it's no water. They all come to Moshe's tent. They want to kill Moshe. Moshe has to run away with Aaron to the Mishkan. I said, why don't you say Tehillim? Why don't you pray to Hashem? There's no water. He said, listen, 40 years you had this. It was a miracle, right? The whale was traveling alone. Without wheels, you know, without scratching the sand. 40 years you had water. God says, didn't pay for water bill. Nothing, water. It has a hole and unlimited water for millions of people drank daily, go to mikveh, wash themselves, everything. I said, the water stopped. So what do you think it is? What do you think? What do you want from Moshe? Well, Moshe is a plumber. Moshe is the water authority. Probably you don't deserve water. You want to know? I tell you why you don't deserve water. You didn't deserve the 40 years water. You know I got water? It's called Miriam. This is because Miriam adapted the first water. Miriam behaved like Hashem's idea. I said, she's dead. Hashem doesn't want to give it to you. Not because she died, Hashem took it away. Hashem gave you this present because present means you don't deserve it. I said, present means you didn't earn it. I said, Hashem gave you water. Why did Hashem give you water? Because Miriam, she has emunah. You have no emunah. So the Gemara says, Miriam took the trumpet out of Egypt, she's singing. The Gemara says, how did he have a trumpet? And Miriam says, I had a Muna. She had a Muna. I says, where are all the men? Where are all your instruments? So the Gemara says, men had no Muna. The ladies had a Muna. The ladies had a Muna. All the ladies had trumpets. We're talking about millions of women. They all had trumpets in the hand. Why? How did they have trumpets? The Gemara says, "Betuchot nashim tzadkaniyot shabado." The Gemara says, "The tzadkaniyot adot said Hashem will make us a miracle." So, make a miracle, okay? So we have a trumpet. No, we have to thank Hashem. We have to thank Hashem. We have a miracle. We have to thank Hashem. That's why took the trumpets out. Says the Torah, "Huh? Look, the whole time Miriam was alive, you had water. Bizachut Miriam. But why? Because she believes in Hashem. She has emunah. She sings. She was poor. She in the desert had emunah. I said, this prayer, Malchut. I said, David, will come here. She has water. Come the Torah and says, okay, let me tell you something. She died, huh? There's no water. How are you going to get water? Says Hashem to Moshe, listen, Moshe. See, they're running. They want to kill you. Moshe had to run. The Torah describes the story. It says Moshe had to run away from them. Hashem said, listen, I want to tell you. Go take the stick. Vayikach Moshe et ha-matneh milifnei Hashem. Torah tells you in details. Moshe went to take the stick. I said, which stick Moshe took? You think Moshe has a stick? No. It's Racham Ben Ezra. It says the Rishonim. It's in the text. It says, Vayikach Moshe et ha-matneh milifnei Hashem. Moshe took the stick from the front of Hashem. What in front of Hashem? Says Chacham Ben Ezra. Do you remember last week? Last week, after the story with Korach, Hashem told Moshe, take from every tribe a stick and put it inside Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the one stick will bloom and flowers will come. Torah tells you in details. And Moshe took the sticks and put on every stick the name of the president of the tribe and the tribe's name, and Aaron wrote his name and wrote Levi, and Moshe put it inside, and in the morning he called everybody, it all came, and Moshe said, this is your stick, has flowers? No. Flowers? No, flowers. One has the flowers, Aaron. Aaron has a flower, but it had almonds as well. Says the Torah, that everybody agreed. See? You, the chosen ones. He want you to understand, everybody understands from now on, Levi. Cohen and Levi are the chosen ones. Says the Torah that Hashem told Moshe to do it in order should be that Ye Leot Livne Meri. Hashem says in the Torah, in the text you read, Hashem said like this, this is going to be a sign forever. Livne Meri. To the ones they don't listen. Okay? Hashem tells Moshe now, listen Moshe, you know why there's no water in the rock?
because Miriam died. You know what it means? The water that came till today was the zechut of Malchut, kingdom. Now, they don't deserve it. They will have a zechut to have water, the same thing like this stick. I said, hold the stick in your hand, not your stick, Moshe. Go inside the Mishkan, get the stick with the almonds. Vayikach Moshe tamatim lifnei Hashem. Hold the stick in your hand. Everybody should see the stick. I says, what do you see? What do you see? Just a reminder. It's 36 years ago. It's not now. In our Parshiyot, it's one after the other. But 36 years ago, you know what happened? It was a guy named Korach, Datan v'Aviram, and they said, Moshe is worthless, Aaron is worthless, and here, after that, the ground swallowed them. They say, Hashem made a test, and everybody agreed that this is the stick of Shevet Levi. He says, you know what, Moshe? You take the stick. You and Aaron go speak to the rock. Don't hit the rock. By the way, that stick you're not allowed to hit. This other stick that Moshe used in Egypt, and then Yamsu, and then this is the stick that Moshe used. And Aaron hit the ground, hit the Nile. This stick, this is something priceless. It has almond on it. What is this? Hashem said, this is just a sign. It's a symbol that you and your brother are the chosen one. You are the children of Shifra. They say, you are the leaders of Am Yisrael. You're supposed to teach everybody Torah. You're supposed to be the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, show Am Yisrael, you see? He says, you have no zechut to have water, bizchut Malchut, bizchut Miriam. Because you don't pray to Hashem, you don't sing to Hashem. There's no water, you don't say to heal him. There's no water, you jumped on Moshe Aaron, you want to kill them. He says, you know what? Show them this. Show them if they just want to kill you. Now you show them that. He says, oh, what happened 36 years ago? You see? Korach. You know what happened to him? He's down the hell. He's down the drain. He says, now you go next to the rock, hold the stick in your hand, and you say to the rock, Shnayot, Yematay Kune Shema Be'arvit, Shnei alav mishnei achat, o alacha achat, says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, just say divrei Torah over there. Venatan meimav. Look what happened. There's some leftover water in the rack from before. I don't know if you know, you go to a gas station, and it says you pay, if you fill up your car, a regular car, $75. If you have Land Rover, $750. It says, you know, what you have, the number, is not actually what you have inside. It's up to the point of the pump. But in pump itself, there's still gas that you paid for it. The next guy after you, he'll get what you pay. Now he also is going to leave for the next guy after him. He says, there's still some water in the rock. He says, you speak to the rock, v'natan memav. Then Moshe, you're going to say, dvar halacha, it's going to be a different water. It's called water of Torah. Before was water of Emuna. Before was water of Malchut. So you stand over there. Ve'ishkita, you Moshe, you're going to give this water. It's going to be your water. It's not the water of Miriam. This Gemara says, look what happened. Moshe goes to the rock and the rock disappeared. Why the rock disappeared? Because they disregard Moshe, they disregard Malchut, they disregard everything. So now the rock over there, Moshe speaks to the rock, no water. Moshe takes the stick and hit the rock. Oi! What did you, Moshe, did that stick you hit the rock? You want to hit the rock? I told you, Parashat B'Shalach, 40 years ago, I told you, take a stick and hit the rock. This is before all the episodes of golden calf, before the spies, before Korah. Now Hashem said, I want you to show everybody, everybody should be like Moshe and Aaron, the Levi. That is the message. Says the Rambam, everybody, every Jew has to have the desire to be like a coin in a Levi. Says that even Mashiach will come, each of us will be a coin in a Levi. Because you have to serve Hashem. So that is Hashem said to Moshe, what did you do? You hit the rock, you don't understand, the whole thing is now upside down. Now they don't know why they got water. Before, it is chut of Miriam. Now, they disregard you anyway. I said, disregard you, don't go with them to Eretz Israel. It's not a punishment. This is a statement, a dry statement. It says the Gemara, if Moshe would have gone to Eretz Israel, we would have Tamidash, would stay forever. And what happened? If somebody would do a sin, he would die. Hashem would wipe out the Am Israel. He says, Moshe, nobody believes in Moshe, nobody believes in Aaron. They don't believe in them. He says, they just want to use them. You want to use Moshe and Aaron for their benefit. I need man, we come to Moshe. I need water, I want Moshe. I want meat, I want Moshe.
For this Moshe is good. I said, you want to study? You want to be, you want to serve Hashem like Moshe? You don't want to serve Hashem. And so Hashem said to Moshe, listen, forget about it. You're not going to Israel. They don't deserve you because they don't believe in you. That's what Hashem said. That's called Meir Meriva. This is the message. That's the message. So Hashem wants the Torah to teach us. Either you get it because you pray to Hashem, you fulfill your obligation, like Miriam, like what you have to do, like David HaMelech, or b'zchut Torah. You want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be a servant, you want to learn Torah, the Torah will give it to you. Neither. Not this, not this. So what's the purpose? It's no purpose in life. As Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go to Israel. I'm a punishment. Says, you don't deserve to go with them. They don't deserve to go with you. The next quarter, nobody will know where Moshe is buried. Nobody knows where Aaron exactly is buried. So what is it? What is it? The punishment? There's a few versions of the Gemara. She says, what's the bottom line? We had no emunah, and we had no appreciation to Moshe and Aaron. We did not believe in Moshe and Aaron. That's the Torah tells us. The water is a sign. A sign of emunah. Either b'zchut atfila, because we pray, or b'zchut atorah, because we learn. So you don't do it, so there's a drought, there's no water, or contaminated water, or sandy, or tsunami, all these things. This is because lack of what we do the right thing.
Amen.